city of justice, where none shall prey on others. A city of plenty, where vice and poverty shall cease to fester. A city of brotherhood, where all success shall be founded on service, and honor shall be given to nobleness alone. A city of peace, where order shall not rest on force, but on the love of all for the city, the great mother of the common life and weal.
I don't see this as the story of a pop group. I see this as a story of a city that once upon a time was shiny and bold and revolutionary, and then suddenly, 30 odd years later, is shiny and revolutionary all over again. And at the heart of this transformation is a bunch of groups, and one group in particular. I can remember very precisely what Manchester was like in the mid-70s. It felt like a piece of history that had been spat out. This had been the historic centre of the modern world. We invented the Industrial Revolution in this town, and yet, even though we did, we also invented these conditions. It was really grimy and dirty, dirty old town.
You were always looking for beauty because it was such an ugly place. Whether again on a subconscious level. I mean, I don't think I saw a tree till I was about 9.
Here are your playgrounds, your porches and sun lounges, and whatever else you can use them for.
I'm just surrounded by factories and nothing that was pretty. Nothing.
I remember, like, the first time I was in Manchester, seeing all these houses, end-to-end terrace houses. And then the next time you went, there was just a pile of rubble. Then the next time you went, there was sort of like all this building work. And then by the time you were in your teens, it was this big concrete fortress, quite futuristic at the time. And then, of course, concrete cancer set in, and it looks horrible.
I was born in 1956. I lived in my grandparents' house, and they used to talk about the war all the time. My grandparents' sister had been bombed. House had gone. I remember we had a room there, and it was full of, like, gas masks and tin helmets, British flags, and, you know, old radio sets, paraphernalia for the war.
I met Bernadine Salford Grammar School when we were 11.
Then you get less for murder, don't you?
I guess living in Salford, you're a bit of a nobody, really. You know, you didn't have much chance of progressing in the world, really. You were thought of as factory fodder. So we just sort of wasted our time together.
We were really, really normal, daft beer boys, I suppose you'd have to say. I had to have myriad distractions while I was working. And basically, it was reading the evening news. When I was going through the little adverts in the classified and just scanning them for anything of interest. The Sex Pistols, 50p, less of free trade on. Yeah, I thought, that looks interesting. Anything like it in my life. I mean, I've been to see most groups, you know, Deep Purple, Led Zeppelin. I'd never seen anything as chaotic or as exciting and as rebellious. It was how I felt. You know, you just wanted to trash everything.
It was a right racket, you know, and you just thought, fucking hell, I could do that. You know, I could just about do that.
We'd formed a band then, that night there, and then we formed a group. It's easy to form a group. It's all the rest that's difficult. We went to see the second Sex Pistols gig when the Buzzcocks supported them. And we were in it then.
We had a meeting with them on Friday evening because they said, but we'd like to start a band, but we need some help. And because, like I say, punk being an inclusive thing, and we needed all the similar-minded people that we could have, you know, to make it a growing concern.
We advertised for drummer and singer. One guy rang up, and he didn't sound mad. And I said, what's your name? He went, Ian. I said, your name? He went, Ian Curtis. I said, oh. Because there was two guys called the Two Ians.
They advertised it for a singer, and Ian answered it, and we met in the pub in Sale. It's looking, you think, Christ, you know, quite frightening looking guy, leather pants, combat jacket with hate on the back, and getting daggers from the locals, like, what the hell's this, what's he? Pretty dangerous thing to do in 1976 Manchester.
I said, oh, the Two Ians, right, we met you at the Clash gig the other day, or whatever, you know.
And I was going, you know, like, the punk ideals, you know, being married, boring. He went, oh, I'm married. Yeah, he shows me his wedding ring. But he's such a nice guy, I thought, oh, yeah, doesn't matter.
Like, yeah, that's me. I said, all right, yeah, all right, you've got the job. And that was it, over the phone.
3501254! I was there in the backstage, when this light came around. I grew up not a changeling, but when the first time around, I could see all the weakness, I could pick all the faults, but I could see all the faintness, just a stick in your throat. P1G. To find the right side of reason, to kill the feelings for war. I can see all the cold facts, I can see through your eyes. All that told me no contact, no matter how hard you try. P1G. Not to give up the fight, just to live in the past tense, to make believe you were right. P1G.
Radio, live transmission. Radio, live transmission. Ascolta il silenzio, lascialo squillare. Occhi, lenti grigio scuro impaurite dal sole, passeremo dei bei momenti, vivendo di notte. Lasciate andare la cieca distruzione, aspettando per la nostra vista. E andremo avanti come se nulla fosse sbagliato, e ci nasconderemo da questi giorni in cui siamo rimasti tutti soli, rimanendo nello stesso posto, rimanendo fuori dal tempo, toccandoci a distanza, ancora più lontani. Balla, balla, danza la radio. Dance to the radio. potrei chiamare quando il gioco si fa duro. Le cose che abbiamo imparato non sono più sufficienti, nessun linguaggio, è solo suono e tutto ciò di cui abbiamo bisogno per sincronizzare l'amore al ritmo dello spettacolo. E così potremmo ballare, con la radio che balla, e noi ballare alla radio. Dance, dance, dance to the radio. Dance, dance to the radio, dance to the radio, dance to the radio.
Fiera delle atrocità. Il silenzio quando le porte si spalancano, dove la gente ha pagato per guardare dentro e divertirsi guardando il suo corpo che si contorce. Dietro ai suoi occhi lui dice: esisto ancora. Questa è la strada, entrate. Questa è la strada, entrate. Nelle rene uccide per un premio, vince un minuto di vita in più, ma la nausea è coperta da grida che chiedono di più. Prega Dio, fallo alla svelta, guardalo cadere. Questa è la strada, entrate. Questa è la strada, entrate. Questa è la strada, questa è la strada, questa è la strada. Questa è la strada. Vedrete gli orrori di un luogo remoto. Incontrerete faccia a faccia gli architetti della legge, vedrete uno sterminio di massa di proporzioni mai viste e tutti quelli che hanno fortemente agito perché ciò accada. Questa è la strada, entrate. Questa è la strada, entrate. e ho stuzzicato le fantasie di un migliaio e più, cercando ancora il sentiero che è stato sepolto per anni, tutta la legna secca della giungla, la città in fiamme. Impossibile rimediare o raccontare, rilasciare o riparare. Datemi la mano e vi mostrerò ciò che fu e ciò che sarà. Ian Curtis.
Try hard to succeed. This is the way. Step inside. Wilson City, got the bar, can't be late, so be late, can't release, so be fair, take my hand, I'll show you what was, will be.
Ian, cominci a confondermi.
Lo so, è vero.
Cara Nick, so che io mi sono intromesso nella tua vita, non tu nella mia. All'inizio avevo avuto l'impressione che le cose stessero diventando più chiare, ma ora tutto sta franando davanti ai miei occhi. Sto pagando a caro prezzo i miei sbagli. Mai avrei immaginato che un errore di 4 o 5 anni fa potesse farmi sentire in questo modo. Lotto tra quello che so essere giusto e una verità distorta. La verità vista con gli occhi degli altri, che non hanno cuore e che comunque non possono vedere la differenza.
Ciao, tesoro. Vieni dentro.
Ho visto Apocalypse Now al cinema. Non riuscivo a staccare gli occhi dallo schermo.
Che stai combinando, eh?
C'è Marlon Brando che legge Gli uomini vuoti.
Vieni, ti preparo.
La lotta tra mente e cuore nell'uomo. Finché poi le cose si spingono troppo avanti, sfuggono di mano e non si possono più riparare. Ma alla fine è davvero tutto così inutile? C'è qualcos'altro al di là che c'è e che ci rimane da portare avanti?
Ian, la tua camera è ancora qui, lo sai, vero?
Lo so, mamma. Grazie. Ho l'impressione che la mia epilessia peggiorerà. Mi spaventa. È una bugia dire non ho più paura. I medici non possono fare altro che provare pillole su pillole. Ho sentito che te lo dovevo dire, anche se questo potrebbe far cambiare quello che senti per me. Non faccio che pensarti. Ho cercato di razionalizzare la nostra situazione, pensando a quello che abbiamo vissuto. Immagini, pensieri, mi spappolano la mente, mi ballano davanti agli occhi, giorno e notte, sempre. E mentre certe cose vanno al di là di ogni mia comprensione, so che ti amo e che ti amerò all'infinito. Fino alla prossima volta che ci vedremo. Mi manchi in fondo al cuore. Con tutto me stesso. Io.
Close. change of speed, a change of style, a change of scene with no regrets, a chance to watch mighty distance, still occupied, so you forget. Different colors, different shades, over each mistakes were made. I took the blame, directionless, so plain to see. Loaded gun won't set you free, so you say. We'll share a drink and step outside. An angry voice, and one who cried. We'll give you everything and more. The strength too much can take much more. I walked on water, ran through fire. Can't seem to feel it anymore. It was me, waiting for me, hoping for something more. Me, seeing me this time, hoping for something else.
A loaded gun won't set you free. Seeing as how this is the programme which previously brought you first television appearances from everything from the Beatles to the Buzzcocks, would you like to keep our hand in and keep you informed of the most interesting new sounds in the Northwest? This, Joy Division, is the most interesting new sound we've come across in the last 6 months. They're a Manchester band, with the exception of the guitarist, who comes from Salford. Very important difference. They're called Joy Division. This number's Shadow Play.
Secondo speciale dedicato a Ian Curtis e Jerry Vision finisce qui. Io ringrazio Giorgio Consoli, ringrazio anche Davide Combusti, ovvero De Niro, e ringrazio Paolo Benvenu per aver partecipato a questa puntata. E l'appuntamento con Avant Pop è rinviato domani, sempre alle 15. Ciao da Carlo Chicco.